What we'll be able to do with this program is provide pathways for current teachers to earn an English as a Second Language endorsement that will improve their instruction and the learning for English language learners in their classrooms.
And obviously, there's a huge need for this kind of program here in Siouxland and across the state of Iowa.
Absolutely. With the production and manufacturing plants that we have scattered across the state of Iowa, the laborers oftentimes come to us with English as not their first language. And so helping in those school districts in rural Iowa meet the needs of those students and their families gives us an opportunity to help not only integrate them into our communities, but to make them feel welcome and to increase their learning as the families grow and develop here and become part of our community and labor force in the state of Iowa.
Will this program also focus on someday getting the English as a second language learners into the teaching profession someday?
Absolutely. Iowa is always looking for ways to diversify the teaching workforce. Right now, as you know, we have a shortage of teachers in the state of Iowa. And so as we look to strengthen learning in our K-12 pupils, we absolutely are looking to grow our own as well and influence students to come into the profession of teaching.
Was it hard to get this kind of grant? I'm sure there's a lot of competition these days to get extra help for universities and different educational institutions.
It is a competitive grant, you're correct. The application process began last spring. We assembled a team of faculty and staff here at the university and spent quite a bit of time devising the application, which is supported largely with evidence from the population and the need in the various rural communities across Iowa. We also have the support of a consortium of K-12 school partners and the AEAs across Iowa. I understand from our grant officer that 200 institutions across the state, across the United States applied for this particular grant, and 50 awards were made across the United States. We are the only institution in Iowa who received one of those awards.
Do you know if you have a certain area, maybe in Siouxland, that you're going to look at to help increase English as a second language? I don't know if you've targeted any of those locations.
So we are working with a variety of partner school districts. Sioux City School District, of course, is one. As well as we have partnered with Storm Lake, Denison, Marshalltown, Postville, are a few. There are several more in our consortium, as well as with the AEAs in those regions. We really did focus our grant around those communities that have a large migrant population and have that high need for the assistance with English language learning in their communities. So it'll be interesting to see as we begin to roll it out how many students and teachers we're actually able to help.
And when does the program start?
We are targeting a summer start. We have some things that we have to get in order here following the criteria of the U.S. Department of Education and the implementation of the grant. But we are hoping to begin to enroll students this summer. Another component of this project that's important to note is that there's also professional development for non-certified personnel. So those folks who work in the school district who support our students outside of the classroom, we have built in professional development to help them understand English language learners as well, and those courses will be offered online through the AEA Learning Online platform.